Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to number 3 of the positive news stories. Now, if this is the first episode you're coming to, these are going to be short, sharp episodes that are going to tell you some positive things that are happening around the world to program your subconscious for good things. Now, if you want to know more about this, go back to episode 1. I explain so much more about the subconscious, about why I wanted to start these episodes, why I'm calling them positive news, and all of that good stuff. So if you want to go and find out more, then go and listen to that episode. And if not, today I have actually got 3 news stories. These are slightly different to the first two. The first two I felt were more about kind of human interest, about individuals caring for people in their community. But these 3 are more kind of environmental, they're a bit more global. And so I want to give you 3 good things that are happening in the world today to start your day with positivity, to start banishing that negativity and telling your subconscious mind that we live in a good world where positive things are happening, where things are moving in the right direction, and you can basically have a fantastic day. Now, the first one, I am a massive makeup lover, and I have a few brands that I absolutely adore that I have been using since I started wearing makeup. But one of the things I'm noticing is that, I'm not going to mention the specific brands, certain brands are not able to say that they don't test on animals. But back to positivity, there are so many new brands out there that are vegan, that are cruelty-free. I know Superdrug, all of their own products. Is own products the right word? Their own lines, all of their stuff is vegan and cruelty-free. But a big problem that brands are having is the fact that China currently require animal testing. I have a law requiring animal testing for their cosmetic products. But the good news is that China has announced this year that they are actually lifting this law. So what this means is companies that want to sell their products in China will not have to test on animals. And that is currently how things are at the moment. So China currently legally, what is wrong with my voice today? Legally, there you go, requires cosmetic brands to submit products for animal testing. And we've all seen the videos, we've all seen the images of the horrific things that are happening just for makeup. And the current problem is that certain big brands, if they want to sell to China, which obviously they do because they're these global brands, they have to use animal testing. But positivity, from January 2020, so only a few months away now, non-animal tests will be the preferred method. And this comes after years of lobbying. And the Institute for In Vitro Sciences says the Chinese government has now approved 9 new alternative testing methods. And I think this is such a good move in the right direction. Yes, I know this doesn't say that no animal testing will happen, but it's the first step. And I really want us to focus on the positive in this story. 9 new alternative methods. This means that companies who want to sell in China do not have to test on animals. There are alternatives. And I think this is such a positive move. I can't wait to see all of these big brands, particularly one that I absolutely adore, saying that their products are no longer tested on animals. The bunnies will be thanking us. Okay, so that was story number one. Story number two, now we're flying over to Algeria and Argentina. We're moving away from makeup and animal testing. And the new story is that Algeria and Argentina are now officially malaria-free. This is something that the World Health Organization announced in May. And they are saying that malaria has been eliminated from Algeria and Argentina, which represents a really important milestone in fighting this mosquito-borne disease. The body said that there were now 38 countries and territories that have been declared free of the disease, which has been seen to be making a comeback globally. Back in the day, I remember that big news story about Cheryl Cole contracting malaria. I think she was on a holiday, I don't know where in Africa, but because she was such a big figure, public figure, it was all over the news. And obviously, there are so many people still dying from malaria, not just getting ill from malaria, but dying from it. So to know that there are two more countries and territories to add to this 38 where the disease has been eradicated from is absolutely fantastic. And the World Health Organization said that Algeria has shown the rest of Africa that malaria can be beaten through country leadership, bold action, sound investment, and science, and that the rest of the continent can learn from this experience. And so, again, stories of positive things moving forward. I know that some people will say, they'll turn it into a negative, and they'll say, yeah, but there are still so many countries still suffering. Yes, but we're moving in the right direction. This is two more countries that have had this disease eliminated. They now have a framework of how they can do this. So this can snowball into positives. And hopefully there will be a day soon where we can say that this disease has completely been eradicated. How amazing would that be for people no longer to be at risk from the dangers that are malaria? Okay, and then the third story. We're back in the UK for this third story. This is particularly poignant as I am actually going to London very, very soon. And this positive story is that homes in North London are set to be heated by warm air from the London Underground. Now, if you've never been to the UK and you've never been on the Underground, the phrase I like to use for it is sweatbox. You don't ever want to wear a coat on the Underground, even if it is absolutely freezing outside, because obviously it's very busy, there are lots of people, and it is hot. Okay, we are talking like a sauna. So, a joint project between public bodies and an engineering firm have said that they will heat 1,000 homes in Islington, so that's North London, by the end of 2019, so very, very soon, thanks to a heat pump that's actually going to recycle this hot air from the ventilation shafts, and they're actually going to transfer it to the hot water network. Right, now it says air in the Underground is pumped out at 18 to 28 degrees. I swear it feels like it's 38 degrees in the height of summer down at the Underground, but what the London Authority have estimated is that this heat wasted currently in London is enough to supply 38% of the city's heat demands. So this story is such a positive move, again, in the right direction. They've noticed that there is this heat that is already there, and they said, right, how can we use it? How can we use this to help? Rather than just being wasted, what can we do? And what could be the next steps from this? If they were able to create this and roll this out further and actually use this to supply 38% of the city's heat demands, that is amazing. Positive for the environment, positive for people. I'm not saying it's actually going to cool the London Underground at all, so sorry commuters, it's still gonna be hot. But another story just to show things are going in the positive direction. Okay, bit of a different episode today. We've had China and changing animal testing laws. We've had the London Underground and how it's using its heat. And then we've had malaria being eradicated in two more countries. Now, if you have got a positive news story that you would love me to share, now this can be something that you've done. This could be something in your local area. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. I would absolutely love to incorporate that into these positive news episodes. If that applies to you, then please feel free to send me an email at victoria@victoriamaskell.com, or you can send me a message on Instagram where I'm victoria.maskell, and I'm going to leave all of these links in the show notes. So don't worry if you're currently in the car and you haven't been able to write that down. Please don't write it down if you are driving. It's all in the show notes. If you're following me on Instagram, you can always just send me a message. I would love to hear your feedback on these episodes. Are you listening to them first thing in the morning? Are they giving you insight into the good things that are happening in the world? Are they replacing your current news stories? Who knows? Let me know, and I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.